cow's just about to give birth, you say, well, it's going to... When it's about to give birth, like a cow,
it's going to be fresh.
Yeah, that's what they say about that. They say that up to even to this day and time. Yeah, they still use that. Well, now, could you ride the mules? Did people ride?
Yes, people rode them. I rode them in.
Oh, you had?
We had no mule. I just loved to ride. His name was Old Joe. He's big as a elephant. Then him kind of fit, you know. I was big and he was big, so we made a pretty good team.
Well, I didn't know if they rode anything except horses. I didn't know they rode anything.
Mm-hmm. Well, with Grandma, I always rode.
Oh, that's right. That's when you got in trouble with Grandma one time. She
had one mule.
Oh, it was?
He run into a fence over there because he ain't raising. Well, the mule run right away with us, with the hole, mud hole over there.
There used to be some terribly funny incidents going on, didn't it?
Well, did you ever fall off
one? Oh, Lord, I've been through a car.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord, yeah, been hurt, too, pretty bad.
Oh, you have?
Yeah, at the time, of course, it wouldn't last long. But
this one mule we had, we could catch him anywhere in the pasture. And three or four of us get on. And then he'd go so far and he decided he didn't want to go any further and he'd start bucking, we'd go off one time. That's when Daniel went with us and had on that white midi suit and, you know, and so our mama told us not to get on the mule. We got home and she's all dirty and she told her she slipped down up on the black mud.
She went down and she got on the mule.
No.
Well, were they any harder to ride than a horse, do you?
Just about the same thing.
People didn't fall off of them anymore?
No, not anymore. They get off the horse. Of course, their back was slicker than a horse's back, I always thought, and more round. But they just about like riding a horse. Mm-hmm. But a little difference there.
You rode them bareback. They didn't have a saddle.
Yeah, mostly. I used to just love to get on the old mule bareback and just make him just go young. Make him low.
Did they have to put anything on their feet to protect them from the...
They kept shoes on.
And they put those on the mules too.
You had to get a different kind of a shoe for a mule. A horseshoe and a mule shoe is not a lot.
Oh, I didn't know that. Well, then all of them, they'll nail them on to the...
Yeah, they nail them all on.
And they put them onto the foot.
They just nail them right on the bottoms of feet.
And they have that hard part.
It's just a hoof. I know, but it's hard. You know, you drive a nail. It's just something like a piece of wood.
Oh, really? And it'd be that hard?
They're hard. They're just real hard. And you can clench a nail and it'll stay.
Oh, God.
Just clench that nail over and bend it down and it's fire. She will stay. Lots of times they wear out before they come off.
Well, they put them up one on each hoof?
Yeah. Put a shoe on all 4 feet of them. Well, they had to. There's so many rocks and everything that they had to.
Well, that game that they play with the when they throw them, you know, and try to get them around a stob or something. What did they call that? Where they take the shoes and throw them?
Oh, that's pitching horse shoes.
Oh yeah. Now I don't know. Did you ever have any sheep or anything like that around?
My
here?
Daddy never did have none. I never had no goats or anything.
Anything like that. Mm-mm. What would they call a male sheep?
Buck.
And a female sheep.
A yoke.